And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. There is no doubt that as of this show, you hearing this show, the winds of economic change are upon us, serious economic change. And it seems that it's happened rather rapidly, quickly. We find ourselves in this position in no time at all. I believe we're at the top of the market cycle. Everything economically will be a downward trend for some time to come. Banks know this. They are already adjusting their lending terms to counter the increased risk. For instance, what we used to get typically in terms of loan to close, loan to cash on a property, on a multifamily property, was 75%. Now, banks have adjusted that to 70%. Many have moved to 65%. All this means is that a buyer would need a larger down payment. The banks are reducing the amount of leverage. They're reducing the amount of risk that they have in the property. They're no longer participating at that 75% loan value. They're not. They're pulling that back, and 65 is much more realistic. Now, why would banks do this? In short, I'll tell you, today's economy is uncertain. When lenders are nervous, they take steps to mitigate risk. And one way they do this is lowering the amount of leverage that they participate in that deal in. But lower leverage does the following. It also has an advantage in that it lowers that monthly debt obligation. Your monthly mortgage payment is reduced because you had to come up with a greater down payment to participate. But that means less risk to the owner as well. You have lower overhead on this business, lower monthly payments, lower monthly financial obligations. Therefore, what happens? Well, the cash flow will increase, right? Less overhead means more money to the bottom line. We mentioned equity. You have more equity in the deal. Our lead investors, and lead investors are syndicators, but lead investor is a term we use here at Lifestyles Unlimited for a property, for someone who purchases a property and they utilize other passive investors to go into the deal with them. But the lead investor is the syndicator. The lead investor has more capital to purchase the asset. Now let's look at how a recession may change the overall returns of an apartment investment, of a multifamily community. And let's just use $1 million as an example. $1 million apartment community. You can add a zero to this if you want in your mind, but I'm trying to keep it simple for the radio. I realize that following along mathematically may be difficult at times, but we take that $1 million apartment community, and yesterday we could purchase that apartment community with 75% LTC. 75%. The bank would come in with 75% leverage. The owner or the lead would need to come up with $250,000 down, 25%. Now, let's say that lead follows our program and we're investing in this property to make it better, right? So we improve the management, we improve the property overall, we're able to raise the rents, and 2 years later, that property is worth $1.25 million. Well, that's 100% return, right? You put $250,000 into the deal, you improved the economics of that business, you made it a better property. The value of that business has increased to $1.25 million. That's 100% return. That was the market essentially where we were yesterday, just the other day, for the last several years, okay? Now, that same apartment community, let's say you buy it today where we are, 65% LTC, less leverage. You're going to need to come up with more money down to purchase that property, $350,000 this time, not $250,000, $350,000. Because again, keep in mind, the banks are pulling back and they're reducing the amount of leverage that they're offering in this property. Now, that same lead investor improves that business, makes it a better business, raises the rent, fixes everything, makes it a clean, safe, functional place to live. 2 years later, that same apartment community is worth $1.25 million. Well, that's only a 71% 5% return. You see the difference? You had to come up with more money down to improve that property to the same value in the previous example in yesterday's market, but it's only a 71% return because you had to come up with more down. Now, that's based on the apartment selling for the same price, the same economic conditions. Keep that in mind. But we're not in the same economic conditions. Let me give you an example of what may be on the horizon. What we may see is that $1 million property can't sell for $1 million for whatever reason. Keep in mind, we're buying this business to improve it. It may need to sell at a discount because of the recession, because of fear, if historic trends hold true. So a 15% discount makes that $1 million property $850,000. They may need to sell for whatever reason for $850,000. This is in a recession. Now let's do the math. 65% LTC, that means $297,000 down, a little bit less than in the previous example. That same apartment community, you improve all the conditions. You make it a clean, functional, safe place to live. You improve the business. Over 2 years, we come out of this economic cycle, that property's worth $1.25 million, just like the previous examples that I stated. You're in for $297,000, but what happened? The profit improved to $400,000. $400,000. You're in for $297,000, you made $400,000. Friends, that's 135% return. Do you see how the returns are maximized when you can buy properties at a discount? And that discount is typically due to economic uncertainties or a recession. We make more money as real estate investors by investing in the down times. Keep that in mind. It's been a great run for the last 10, 12 years. But now we're changing. The cycle is changing. If you missed any of this show, we have our own YouTube channel. And that's Lifestyles Unlimited. If you go to YouTube, you can type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You can type in Dell Walmsley. You can also type in Mike Harrison. You'll find our entire channel there, and it has a ton of information, not just the radio shows, but case studies. You can see walkthroughs of properties. You can see what we do, how we run our properties, what we look for in a real estate investment. You can also find us on your favorite podcast app. That's my favorite way. I just literally automatically have Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It automatically uploads the latest show. So if I have any downtime or if I'm driving or traveling, I can pick up the show there. And as always, you can find us on the Lifestyles Unlimited website, and that's lifestylesunlimited.com. I have essentially three articles that I want to review with you today. The winds of economic change are here, and these three articles will highlight that for you. I think you'll be able to see a little more in a much more clear manner exactly what's going on in our world economically and how people are adjusting. We are in a recession. Now, that recession won't be announced until July 1st, but the textbook definition of recession is indeed two quarters of GDP down. So the first quarter of 2022, it was definitely down. We're in the middle of second quarter now. It's down. The world's not going to change. And by July 1st, that announcement will be made by chief economists all over the country from here to there, pretty much every firm, these folks will understand indeed where we sit. But some changes. This first article I'd like to share with you is from Fox Business, came out May 11th. The title of the article is Goldman Sachs-backed firm buys Florida community of single-family homes for $45 million. Interesting. So this firm purchased an entire community in Florida, 87 properties, brand new properties. Now, if you do the math, 87 into $45.7 million, these are not cheap homes. These are $525,000 average cost per home, brand new. Now, what do you think Goldman Sachs intends to do with these properties? Do you think they intend to flip them? Are they going to manage them as a REIT in that manner? No. Think about it for a second. If you had rental property as the answer, go to the head of the class. Goldman Sachs intends to rent these properties. Dr. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, said the extent that Wall Street money has been pouring in is, quote, fairly new. Quote, I think this is due to the unique circumstance of housing shortage he said. Wall Street is able to generate money, private equity, hedge fund, and others to say, let's go chase the rising rents and putting money into rental property development. Well, friends, I've been screaming that for 3 years. And before me, Dell Walmsley's been telling you that for 30 years. And now, here we are today, Wall Street is buying rental property. Do you think maybe these people are onto something? Why would a Wall Street blue chip firm, I mean, these are the insider's insider. Why would a Wall Street blue chip firm purchase this rental property instead of more stock? Well, it's simple. The returns are much better than what you can get in the market right now. The returns have always been better than what you can get in the market right now. When you own rental property properly, we make money five different ways. I guess Goldman Sachs is just now waking up to this. Where have they been? I believe they also purchased these homes for other reasons, not just the cash on cash return of the rental income. Let's think about this for a second. What's going on right now? We are in a period of inflation. And if you're in a period of inflation, what is the greatest hedge against inflation? It's not gold, okay? Gold's a rock. No, the greatest hedge against inflation is real estate. You can take advantage of that inflation. If the value of the dollar is going down, then the value of hard assets will go up. It's economics 101. So maybe Goldman Sachs is looking at these properties and saying, hey, what's a great way to hedge ourselves against inflation? Well, rental property or real estate in general. So what else may they be doing? Maybe they're protecting against a market crash. And I'm not saying there's going to be a market crash, but maybe Goldman Sachs knows something we don't. You ever think Wall Street's two steps ahead of you? Well, they are. So Goldman Sachs knows the stock market as well as anyone on the planet. Do they believe there's a crash or a continued bear market? Maybe they do. Who knows? If anyone does, they do. Friends, I've been saying get out of stocks and into real estate since I've been doing this show. I'm saying it again. Goldman Sachs is actually doing it. At least this investment firm is doing it. Now, let's take a look at this deal. I'm going to throw in my two cents. And again, I don't know the true reasons why they bought it or how they intend to manage these properties. But let's just look at it from the eyes of a small mom and pop real estate investor, me, Mike Harrison. I look at these properties and I say, wow, $525,000 per home. That's a pretty expensive property. I think I would have advised Goldman Sachs not to do this in this manner. Do I believe in real estate? Yes, absolutely, 100%. But let's look at it. Let's break this down. They've got a property where the average cost, and there's going to be properties that are much more expensive. And, oh, by the way, keep in mind, they're appreciating. So it's $525 today. They'll quickly be worth $600 tomorrow. Now, what are they going to rent these properties for? Let's just look at this for a second. 1% rule. If you shoot from the hip, the 1% rule is kind of a nice back of the napkin rule of thumb way of saying, would this make a great investment as a rental property? If you can rent that property for 1% of the value of that property, in this case, $5,250 per month, that's 1% of $525,000, could they rent it for $5,250 per month? I doubt it. I don't think these houses are on the beach. So I don't think they're getting that much rent. Can they get $4,000 per month? I doubt it. That's an expensive rent, especially in an economy that is trending down. The economy is going to get tougher. Things are more expensive. Can they get $3,500? Maybe. But if you're renting at that price, what kind of renter do you have in that property? And by the way, you better screen. You got brand new properties. You don't need the wrong resident in there trashing this thing. That would be a $20,000 to $30,000 make ready to get this house back in shape for the next resident to move in. So, A, they need to be screening. You need to have the right people in there. But $3,500, they might be able to get that. But those people have good credit. They're high earners. These are the people that are most likely to not stay there for a long period of time. We make money when our resident stays in our property for extended periods of time, not turning every year. Rent for 1 year, person moves out, do a make ready. Rent the next year, person moves out, do a make ready. Rent the next year. That's not how you make money. You make money keeping that person in there. So These are nice houses. I don't know what kind of people are going to rent them, but chances are they have the money and the means to move on. My name is Mike Harrison. Let's continue this discussion. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not going to invest with you, I'm going to go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be a part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about Lifestyles Unlimited, how to get started, how to begin investing in real estate yourself, please send me an email. I'm happy to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If you'd like to see what we do, how we make money as rental property owners, how we invest in single family homes, how we invest in apartment communities, I invite you to attend our free workshop, no obligation whatsoever. You can do it from the comfort of your home. There's several different dates and times that you can do this workshop. You just need to go online and look at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's how I started. It's now easier than ever. Now, if you'd like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a special going on right now. The price is only $297 for our Financial Freedom Program, and that's for 2 years. Retail price is $740, but how do you get that promo? Well, when you sign up, you need to enter the words SAVE BIG, all one word, SAVEBIG, in the promo code, and it will reduce that $740 to $297. Where can you do that? You do that at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. As a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're invited to participate in all of our networking and member functions that we have. You can also attend our Financial Freedom Seminar. That's 16 hours of educational instruction, and you will learn everything you need to know on how to invest in single-family properties and multifamily properties. Friends, the winds of economic change are upon us. I'm reviewing three articles today that recently hit just to kind of drive home exactly what's going on in this economic situation that we're in. Previously, I was discussing from Fox Business, an article where Goldman Sachs purchased 87 properties in Florida, all in one community, all at the same time. Why? Because they want to rent these properties. Now, I'm not saying that the whole reason Goldman Sachs got in this is for cash on cash returns, but I am wondering, just given my analysis on exactly how they're going to run this deal, because when big Wall Street firms or large firms try to do real estate on a massive scale, typically they don't do it very well. They're not as effective as what you may call a mom and pop real estate owner. In fact, the average real estate owner in the United States owns four or less properties. 70% of people own four or less properties. They're not the big Donald Trump billion-dollar real estate everywhere. Those are the rarities. Most of people are 3, 4, 5, 10 properties. That's what everyday people are. But Goldman Sachs bought 87 all in the same community. I'm not sure that's the most effective way to do it. I probably would have advised against them. For one thing, I'm just shooting from the hip. I'm wondering what they're going to be able to rent these properties for. A $525,000 home should rent for at least $5,000 if it's a good investment. Let's say they can't rent it for that. If they're renting for $3,000 or less on these properties in regards to cash on cash return, that's a lousy investment. Also, looking at it from the outside, how do you win at real estate? You win with best product, best price. That's how you win. So if Goldman Sachs owns 87 homes all on top of one another in an entire community, how does your product stand out compared to the other product there? How does one home stand out against 86 other choices next door? One's not going to be any better than the others. My rental properties, they may be in a neighborhood with other property owners, with other rentals, but those neighborhoods also have a lot of homeowners in there. I could make my property stand out. I could put the stainless appliances in there. I could put the granite countertops in there. I can landscape the property. I can fix the fence. I can make it clean, safe, and functional. I can put an updated color scheme in there. I can make my property stand out. Best product, best price, so that I know somebody's going to want to live there, and I'm going to be able to put a resident in that property that stays in that property for a long term. They're not just moving out year in and year out. Again, we make money when the resident stays in the property for an extended period of time. So just looking at it from the outside, I wonder how this neighborhood is going to function as far as real estate on a local scale as a product that earns you money five ways. It'll be interesting. I know I'll probably never even be able to see it or get my teeth in it, but it's interesting that Wall Street has discovered real estate. Now, they don't always do it effectively. And for instance, Zillow failed massively when they tried to buy real estate on a large scale. I reviewed that on a show November 8th of 2021. You can find it at lifestylesunlimited.com if you click on the radio button. But the title of that show is What Happened to Zillow? And Zillow started doing real estate on a massive scale, and it just didn't pan out for them. In fact, they lost hundreds of millions of dollars. The second article I want to review today, much the same as that Goldman Sachs, but on a much greater scale. Listen to this. Swiss investment firm acquires 3,500 properties, single-family homes valued at $1 billion. They bought an entire portfolio of over 3,500 properties here in the United States. The Swiss-backed private equity firm Partners Group announced yesterday that it has acquired a $1 billion portfolio of single-family rental homes located across 17 states in the Sun Belt region. So these aren't all in one spot like Goldman Sachs. Sounds like these are spread out everywhere. Have I mentioned that there's an ocean of foreign dollars buying single-family homes in the United States? Think about it, my friends. Wall Street's doing it. Money's pouring in from all over the world and is buying single-family properties here in the United States. Now, I'll ask the same question. Why? Why are they doing it? Well, they're buying these properties for the same reason I do. Cash on cash return, a hedge against inflation, tax advantages, appreciation, rising rental rates, and high demand for quality rental properties. Higher interest rates is going to mean an expensive mortgage out there. More people are going to become renters. We have a growth in renters. I believe ownership of single family property, home ownership is down, and it has been down for the last several years. So this trend of renters is growing. And this Swiss firm, they obviously recognized it. I've recognized it. Those of us here at Lifestyles Unlimited have recognized it for years. That's why we invest in real estate. The demand for rental units is expected to remain strong as interest rate hikes have pushed mortgage rates to their highest level in over a decade. So again, higher mortgage rates, they may have cooled the housing market in some areas, but it's also made home ownership less affordable. Less affordable, and many Americans are being priced out of the market. And if they're being priced out of the market, what do they have to do? People need a place to live. They will always need a place to live. They will become renters. They will have to rent. Now, in this article, it's interesting where this firm, this portfolio, the properties are primarily held. I believe they said they're in 17 states. However, the majority of these properties are in Texas, Alabama, Georgia, and Oklahoma. What stands out on those four states? Why those areas? Well, something that I look for, again, as a real estate investor, job growth. What else do I look for when I invest? I look for the local economy. How is the local economy? Not the national economy, the local economy. Well, the local economy in those four states is excellent. Whereas we may be in this overall downturn in the United States, these four areas are performing better than many of the other areas. Political structure. Yes, not to dig into politics, but you need a business-friendly atmosphere. If you're going to own property, especially rental property, and you're going to rent it to good people, you need a business-friendly atmosphere. You need an area that is landlord-friendly. So that's why real estate investors are focusing on these Sunbelt states. I'm throwing out there just how economic change is upon us, and I'm highlighting it through three different articles that I found recently as I review the financial news and the real estate news out there. And these three stood out to me, essentially. The first one was a discussion on Goldman Sachs. They bought an entire neighborhood in Florida, all in one spot. Brand new homes, too. 87 different homes. The average value of those homes is $525,000 each. Very expensive, but they plan to use these as rental properties. And I'm not necessarily a fan of the very expensive property as a rental. And I highlighted several reasons. One, you're not going to be able to rent that property for 1% of value. And that's just kind of a back of the napkin rule of thumb. If you're a little less than that, you're still fine. But if you took 1% of $525,000, that's $5,200 a month. I doubt they're going to be able to rent that to a long-term occupant. That's a pretty expensive amount to pay for rent. And I don't even think they'll get $4,000 a month. So that kind of makes it a lousy cash-on-cash return. But again, I think Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, is recognizing that real estate as rental property is a great investment. So they know that. They just don't know how to do it like we do it, because real estate is really local and you win on that best product, best price. Kind of hard to have a best product when you've got 86 other brand new properties all around it. So how do you make your property stand out and maybe command a little more rent than the home next door would command? So while I applaud Wall Street for waking up and finally recognizing what we've known for years, maybe the way they're going about it is not necessarily the best. Now, the second article is a Swiss firm, and they bought a 3,500 home portfolio. This sounds a little more in tune, but again, this is a big scale. How are they going to manage this? But it sounds to me, just looking at the article, like these are onesie twosie properties just spread out all over. In fact, it's in 17 states, but the majority of their portfolio, I believe well over 60% of their portfolio, is in just four states. It was Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, and it's another Sunbelt state. But that's where they're focusing, essentially, is that attraction. They're looking for a good business-friendly environment. They're looking for a place where people are moving. They're looking for that good local economy. So they may be a little bit more successful than Goldman Sachs. But again, all the reasons why Goldman Sachs may have gotten into the deal might not necessarily be for cash on cash return. It could be just a hedge against inflation. And real estate really is the best hedge against inflation. Now, the third article, I saved the best for last. This article, to me, is downright terrifying. It should send chills down your spine. And this is especially you folks that believe the stock market is a wonderful, safe, honest place to park your lifelong earnings and create your retirement. If you're into that, you should be afraid. I am no longer a 401k IRA stock market participant, and I was for several decades. But if you think that the stock market is all in, this article should send chills down your spine. I don't believe in the 401k. I don't believe in Wall Street. I think the game is rigged. But let's get into this. This article is from Market Watch, May 18th of 2022. You can find it yourself. This article: the SEC has taken the first step toward undermining 401k plan fiduciaries. And this is from Alicia H. Munell, and I'm probably saying her name wrong, but if you want to look it up, her last name is M-U-N-N-E-L-L, Alicia H. Munell. So what are they doing? Essentially, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, they've decided to allow Amazon's shareholders to vote on a proposal. What's this proposal? Well, the proposal would be to require the company to prepare essentially a report assessing the extent to which the company's current retirement plan investment options align with corporate climate action goals. Okay. You hear a lot of about this ESG, environmental, social, and governance. Look that up. So essentially, this proposal is being pushed by a shareholder advocacy group. It's called As You Sow, S-O-W, As You Sow. The group wants to replace low-fee index funds with ESG funds. Now, ESG, environmental, social, and governance. These are funds that, A, they're actively managed. They're going to have higher fees, but they're going to limit what the funds can invest in. They're going to say, no, you can't invest in Exxon because of climate change or British Petroleum or any sort of pipeline company or anyone that has anything to do with the energy industry. They're not going to allow those funds to purchase that. And it's just going to overrule it. So if you're in this mutual fund and you're putting money in there for your retirement, you have this outside group now that is going to hinder what that fund can invest in. So essentially, and it hasn't passed, but the fact that it's even being thrown out there and the SEC has allowed this to go forward based on, look, you're either for climate change, against climate change, that has nothing to do with your retirement. Okay. They're saying the significant social issue should override even your retirement. It should override your finances. I'll just read from the article. It says the significant social issue in this case is climate change. And As You Sow is going after broad market index funds, which by their very nature include fossil fuel companies in the asset mix. So they've targeted a bunch of funds. For instance, Vanguard funds. Vanguard is a huge mutual fund investment trading company. A lot of people have their retirement funds with Vanguard. Many companies, their 401k is a Vanguard 401k. Well, this group has looked at Vanguard funds and they've identified several companies in these funds as what they call bad actors. And they say that they should target these funds. They've also targeted funds from BlackRock, Fidelity, American Funds, T. Rowe Price, TIAA-CREF, J.P. Morgan, State Street. They've evaluated those funds and they've given them failing grades. So this outside group is saying, hey, we're going to pressure you, Wall Street and mutual fund companies, and say, you can't invest in fossil fuel companies. They're just going to take it away. So if that's where your retirement is, you've got an outside group advocating social change, and they're limiting where you could invest. And that is so wrong, friends. That is so wrong. So if you think the 401k and Wall Street and everybody has your best interest in heart, they're supposed to. As fiduciaries, they're supposed to invest in the best companies to get the best returns. But if some outside group simply changes the rules and says, you can't invest in this company. I know the returns are great. I know that's a great long-term investment. I know it's going to pay off in the end. I know it's going to help somebody grow their wealth, maintain their wealth. Isn't that what the Wall Street and the 401k is supposed to do? But this group's saying, no, you can't invest with those. They essentially contend that dropping fossil fuel companies would allow investors to reduce risk and earn higher returns while supporting socially beneficial practices and outcome. That is wrong. It would be a terrible idea, friends, for many reasons. One, it's not clear. I don't invest for social. Look, I don't want to do any harm to anybody. I think companies should be regulated and do their own thing, but I don't invest for social. I invest in real estate. And I guess in a way I do invest for social because I'm taking that rundown property and I'm making it a better place to live. I'm making it safe, clean, functional. But these Wall Street companies, if they're going to force you to invest for social investing, I'm not sure that's effective. And so, historically the SEC would crack down on that sort of thing. But now it seems their stance has changed. Now, what's the other thing in this article? These ESG funds are expensive. They average 80 basis points more than index funds. So more fees means less return for those people out there that are investing in this. More fees, less return. It makes people feel like they're solving an important world problem. In fact, I think they're delusional to think that they're solving a world problem. So this is just an outside group that's going to take away returns of Wall Street, the 401k. And that is not a good thing for you people out there. So when I say take action today as a real estate investor, please do. I have no fear of these changes. They are not going to affect me in one way, shape, or form because I am a real estate investor. Friends, you need to start today. Do not delay. Come check us out. Come understand what we do. Come understand how we make money 5 ways in real estate on single family properties, 6 ways on multifamily properties. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That's a quote from Mike Tyson. This economy is going to punch a few people in the mouth. You need to have a plan. You need to move forward. Do things today that will make it better tomorrow. And I want you to understand, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. I'll see you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.